Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. So friends, today is the feast day of St. Bridget of Ireland. St. Bridget lived from 451 to 525 AD, so she was 73 or 74. She's also known as St. Bridget of Kildare. She was born into a pagan Irish chieftain or born to a pagan Irish chieftain and a Christian slave mother who was baptized by St. Patrick. Being the daughter of a slave woman, she was also a slave and worked as a dairy maid. She became known for her virtuous life and her charity to the poor. Recognizing her great piety and special graces, a Christian king convinced her father to grant Bridget her freedom. Once free to follow her own course in life, St. Bridget refused marriage, consecrated herself to Christ, and became Ireland's first nun. She also formed Ireland's first convent at Kildare and became its abbess. She went on to found many other religious communities, as well as a school of art famous for its metalworking and illuminated manuscripts. St. Bridget was known for her extraordinary spirituality, even converting her father to the faith after he witnessed her fashioning the sign of the cross from strands of rushes. She was also a contemporary and friend of St. Patrick. When she died, her sisters kept a fire burning in an enclosure at her Kildare convent. This fire burned for centuries, tended by sisters, and not burning out until the 13th century. It was later relit and burned for 400 more years until the Protestant revolt. St. Bridget is the patroness of Ireland and many other causes, notably of dairy and milkmaids, chicken farmers, travelers, and sailors. And of course, her feast day is today, February 1st. And this comes from morningoffering.com. And I know I've told you about this website many times, so many times that I feel blue in the face, but it's morningoffering.com. And then we're going to go to our other main page, which is Catholic.org. And before I do that, I'm going to get to the daily update because I forgot to do that yesterday. So tomorrow morning, Eastern, Ken Litchfield is going to cover Bible history. He did it in a two-part episode before, but he's going to pare it down to a one-hour show. And he's also going to do the video for it. So you can watch him on Facebook Live or listen here on the Four Persons Blog Talk Radio page. That's blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/the4 persons, persons.com. And then on Friday morning, or Saturday morning, or Saturday at noon, on Burnt Toast, noon Eastern, on Burnt Toast and Coffee, Sir William of Hemsworth, who uploads all of our podcasts to Amazon and Apple, and everywhere you get your podcasts. But he is going to do, he's going to cover the two creation accounts in Genesis. And then on Saturday evening, excuse me, at 7 p.m. Eastern, we have the Rockin' for God podcast with Lisa Marie Nicole. And she is the Catholic version of Striper. She will be interviewing Mike Chauncey. Mike is her musician. He also runs the studio where she does her recording. And he plays, he's a one-man band all by himself. He's American Bandstand. He's the American Bandstand of Catholicism. So you can look forward to that on Saturday evening. And now we're going to go back to our saint of the day. And our saint of the day is still St. Bridget of Ireland. She was born Bridget, B-R-I-G-I-T, and shares a name with a Celtic goddess from whom many legends and customs are associated. There is much debate over her birth parents, but it is widely accepted that her mother was Braca, a Christian baptized by St. Patrick, and her father was Dubthac, a Leinster chieftain. Braca was a slave, therefore Bridget was born into slavery. When Dubthac's wife discovered Becca was pregnant, she was sold to a Druid landowner. It is not clear if Braca was unable to produce milk or was not present to care for Bridget, but legend states Bridget vomited any food the Druid attempted to feed her as he was impure, so a white cow with red ears sustained her instead. Many stories of Bridget's purity followed her childhood. She was unable to keep from feeding the poor and healing them. One story says Bridget once gave her mother's entire store of butter that was later replenished after Bridget prayed. When she was about 10 years old, Bridget was returned to her father's home as he was her legal master. Her charity did not end when she left her mother, and she donated his possessions to anyone who asked. Eventually, Dothrak became tired of her charitable nature and took her to the king of Leinster with the intention of selling her. As he spoke to the king, Bridget gave his jeweled sword to a beggar so he could barter it for food for his family. When the king, who was a Christian, saw this, he recognized her heart and convinced Dubthai to grant her freedom by saying, her merit before God is greater than ours. After being freed, Bridget returned to the Druid and her mother, who was in charge of the Druid's dairy. Bridget took over and often gave away milk, but the dairy prospered despite the charitable practice, and the Druid eventually freed Braca. Bridget then returned to Dubthrak, who had arranged for her to marry a Baird. She refused and made a vow to always be chaste. Legend has it Bridget prayed that her beauty be taken so no one would want to marry her, and her prayer was granted. It was not until after she made her final vows that her beauty was restored. Another tale says that when St. Patrick heard her final vows, he accidentally used the form for ordaining priests. When the error was brought to his attention, he simply replied, "So be it, my son, she is desired for great things, or destined for great things." My right contact is giving me grief, folks, so that's why my reading is off. Little is known about St. Bridget's life after she entered the church. But in 40, she founded a monastery in Kildare called the Church of the Oak. It was built above a pagan shrine to the Celtic goddess Bridget, which was beneath a large oak tree. Bridget and seven friends organized communal consecrated religious life for women in Ireland, and she founded two monastic institutions, one for men and one for women. Bridget invited a hermit called Cunleth to help her in Kildare as a spiritual pastor. Her biographer reported that Bridget once chose Saint Cunleth to govern the church along with herself. She later founded a school of art that included metalwork and illumination, which Cunleth led as well. It was at this school that the Book of Kildare, which Gerald of Wales praised as a work of angelic and not human skill, was beautifully illuminated but was lost 3 centuries ago. There is evidence that Bridget was a good friend of St. Patrick, and that the Trias Thaumaturga claimed between St. Patrick and Bridget, the pillars of the Irish people, there was so great a friendship of charity that they had but one heart and one mind. Through him and through her, Christ performed many great works. St. Bridget helped many people in her lifetime, but on February 1st, 525, she passed away of natural causes. Her body was initially kept to the right of the high altar of Kildare Cathedral, with a tomb adorned with gems and precious stones and crowns of gold and silver. But in 678, during the Scandinavian raids, her relics were moved to the tomb of Patrick and Columba. In 1185, John de Courcy had her remains relocated in Down Cathedral. Today, St. Bridget's skull can be found in the Church of St. John the Baptist in Lameira, Portugal. The tomb in which it is kept bears the inscription, "Here in these three tombs lie three Irish knights who brought the head of St. Bridget, Virgin, a native of Ireland, whose relic is preserved in this chapel, in memory of which the officials of the altar of the same saint caused this to be done in January A.D. 1283. A portion of the skull was relocated to St. Bridget's church, and another was sent to the Bishop of Lisbon in St. Bridget's church in Kilester. St. Bridget's likeness is often depicted holding a reed cross, a crozier, or a lamp. And I am going to read briefly the St. Bridget Hearthkeeper Prayer, which came to Catholic.org from stbridgets.org. Bridget the Mantle, encompass us. Lady of the Lambs, protect us. Keeper of the Hearth, kindle us. Beneath your mantle, gather us and restore us to memory. Mothers of our Mother, foremothers strong, guide your hands and ours. Remind us how to kindle the hearth, to keep it bright, to preserve the flame. Your hands upon ours, our hands within yours, to kindle the light both day and night. The mantle of Bridget about us, the memory of Bridget within us, the protection of Bridget keeping us from harm, from ignorance, from heartlessness, this day and night, from dark till dawn, from dark till dawn. Amen. St. Bridget, pray for us. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Now, we've prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We've talked about St. Bridget. We're going to pray the three Hail Mary Novena. And I take this from EWTN.com. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin Most Powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all of the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessities. And that would be the special intentions of all those listening. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you, sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our heart, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of God, Mary most holy, pray for us. O Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. Now, friends, in our remaining time, I want to tell you once again about my friends Tony and Paulette Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. That's the T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, S-H-O-P.com. They've got all sorts of great Catholic gifts. They've even got some Jewish gifts. They've got olive holy wood gifts. They've got rosaries that are made of olive wood that have images of saints for the Our Father beads. There are rosaries that are made of olive wood that have soil from the Holy Land that Jesus himself walked on. Statues. They've got Jerusalem crosses. They've got crucifixes. They've got everything that you could possibly need in your Catholic faith. And so I really recommend that you pay them a visit and buy something from them. We're not getting any advertising money for pushing their wares, and I'm not getting any discounts or anything from them for recommending their website, other than I'm helping friends in Israel, and they are friends of the Four Persons Network. And, you know, things are kind of tough in Bethlehem right now. Things aren't going as well as they would like for them to go. And with the fighting, tourism is down. So let's support these really nice Catholic people who support our network and buy something from them. And when you go to buy from them, tell them I sent you. Or tell them that the Four Persons Network sent you. And I really hope that you will peruse their website. I know that if you do, you'll find something that you just can't live without. So let's go ahead and go on over to therockcompanyshop.com and buy something from them. And friends, our time together has come to an end for the day. And so until I see you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern, my name is Richard Pettis, and it'll be Richard Pettis after that as well. But until I see you tomorrow at 3:30, I want you to have a blessed rest of your day today and a blessed start of your day tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.